I was told by a committee chairman that I would not be placed on this particular committee that I was interested in unless I pledged to the speaker prior to orientation. And so, you know, I can, at the time, I just kind of didn't think a whole lot of it. I just thought that was politics as usual. But, you know, I'm determined to seek the committees that I think would be best for me to do so, given my skill set and my district's desires. But I'm not going to cave in to people, either the promise or threat, however you might view that. I think those kind of principles are some that people forget. And I mean, I would put it in the, you know, I want to live in the fear of God. And to put that positively, I want to please him. And there's a great verse in Leviticus 19 and verse 14. It says, "You shall not curse the deaf. You shall not put a stumbling block before the blind, but you shall fear the Lord your God. I am the Lord." And you know, politicians tend to do what they can get away with. And I might have got away with, you know, maybe making a pledge to the speaker so I could get on that committee. But one of the things that keeps me from entering into such an arrangement is the fear of God. It's that even if others don't know it, he knows it. He knows when I curse the deaf, though the deaf won't. He knows when I put a stumbling block before the blind, even though the blind won't. So I know those are religious convictions, but they certainly help me to steer clear of politics as usual and just doing what's expedient and being a coward and only doing what's popular.